from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Woods was just asking me, what's the Padres record since the All-Star break? So just did a quick look up. 26-11. That's slightly over a 700 winning percentage.
So pretty good, man.
7 out of 10 games since the All-Star break.
Yep.
Pretty darn good.
It's good pace.
Padres are in a stretch of 18 games in 18 days. They got 4 left. It's not the finish line, obviously, but definitely, that was a lot of energy expelled in St. Louis. And it's time now for our manager's report. Our manager's report each week with Mike Schild is brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better. And joining us from St. Petersburg, Florida, I'd imagine, is the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schild. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon now here.
Oh, that's right.
As you said, rightly in St. Pete. And hope you guys are doing well.
Yeah, St. Pete, where you're going to play inside, I mean, I don't love inside baseball. It's not real baseball, but I've got to imagine after those last 4 days, it's probably a welcome change. It looked awfully hot and miserable there in St. Louis, and I'm not saying that's an excuse or anything. It's certainly not both teams playing it, but it just didn't look like it was fun for either team necessarily.
It was steamy. It was St. Louis at its finest. I mean, there's a lot of good things there. It's a beautiful stadium and great place to play. You know, typically that time of year there, it can start to cool down, but the heat waves tried to stayed with us, and it was 4 days of sweltering heat for sure.
We learned about corn sweat this week, Schulte. somebody told us that the corn sweats and it makes it even hotter in St. Louis, and I just think about Dylan Cease, and I'm like, man, he has got to have sweated through at least 2 jerseys. What it just zaps you. I mean, you spent a ton of time there, and are you ever really prepared to play in it if you don't play in it regularly?
It's definitely acquired. These are professional athletes that condition themselves for those type of environments. We do take care of them, you know, prior to the game. Our medical staff and our strength conditioning staff are really phenomenal, how they operate and how they keep guys on the field, how they train for the guys. The players get all the credit, but you know, in my time there, you actually got to normalize it. It did become a competitive advantage. Yachty, he'd play every day. He'd have probably caught this time of year all 4 games. And he'd gone out and taken ground balls before the game. And he did that. He'd do that because he loved baseball. That's part of it. He just loved baseball. He loved playing. But he also, there was a mental game with that he was playing, not only with the opposing team, because you looked up and this guy's catching every single inning,
yep,
day game, night game, and getting after it. And then you see him take ground balls for the game in it, and it's like, and you're a visiting team, it's like, it was intentful to, A, enjoyed it, B, to demoralize the other team, and C, to show his own teammates, like, nah, man, we're not giving into this environment. Like, I'm out there catching every night, and I'm still going to get my ground balls and come play the game. And so it had a lot of residual effect.
I'm going to start coming in 2 hours early and just broadcast to myself just to freak everybody else out, just to give a little bit of extra effort.
Look, he's here early.
I had no idea about that story, and I think that's riveting stuff.
Yeah.
So I heard you before the series, and you said kind of downplayed the return to St. Louis. Not about you. It's about a team. You got the Padres to worry about. But how did it go for you? Were there any, like, surprise reunions, anything that notable did happen in your return to St. Louis?
You know, it was great because, you know, you leave there and you I didn't get any closure, and it's not about me, and, you know, never will be. But to answer the question, you know, like, and share more than maybe you want, like, personally, it was that was a hard way to leave.
Sure.
And,
sure.
You know, I had been back to St. Louis for a couple of Albert's events in the off seasons that I've historically gone to for years. I want to support the Pujols Foundation. But otherwise, I hadn't been back and hadn't been back to that stadium clearly. And so I didn't have that closure of leaving. And you know, you don't know. You think you know how you're going to be received. And, man, I couldn't – I mean, I couldn't have been more pleased and grateful for – not only the support of the fan base and the people in and around, but the people that I got a chance to work with so closely and see, whether it's, you know, Terry in the parking garage, or, you know, Rip, the visiting clubhouse guy, or, you know, I could name literally, you know, shoots, 100 people that came in and, you know, either sent a note over or came in and gave me a hug or sat down. And, you know, it's really cool. You know, like, Ozzy came over and we sat down for 45 minutes and talked. Ted Simmons came in the day after and talked. Jimmy Edmonds and Jason Isringhausen. And, you know, those are names people know, but, you know, people I spent a lot of time with over there. And then, like I said, you know, between, you know, field crew and, you know, clubhouse guys and, you know, people that worked in the front, you know, greeting people, my girl Aggie, who's just a treasure. You know, I keep going on and on, but, man, it was just so nice to have people, you know, extend themselves and, you know, just catch up, and the support and the you know, appreciation was really high. So it meant a lot to me.
That's awesome. We're talking to Mike Shildt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and you talked after the game yesterday about the lunch pail guys, and you were just talking about one with Yachty, you know, guys out there playing 9 innings every single day. Jerkson said a couple days ago, man, I'm having a really good year. It means I've been running a ton. I'm tired, you know, and it's hot and all of that. But I wanted to ask you, when you're kind of planning ahead, it's got to be a tough balancing act for you, or maybe it's not, but coming into September, division's still in play, certainly, and you got some really good teams, everyone's scrapping for a seat at the table. When it comes to those lunch pail guys, how do you plan, or do you plan on trying to get those guys a blow from, you know, here and there?
Well, I think we've done it. I think it's a blend. I'll give you a longer answer, give you my opinion. You know, really it comes down to communication with the players, but this is the time of year you play. I mean, this is what you play for, right?
True.
I mean, this is what, again, I alluded to Yachty. Not everybody's Yachty. You know, we got guys that, like Manny, he answered the bell, man. Profar answered the bell. Merrill answered the bell. They all answered the bell. But now's the time when the bell goes off.
Yeah.
You know, it's what we play for, boys. You know, so, yeah, there's not naive to also making sure guys are fresh and guys are, you know, ready to compete. But the reality is, you know, you said earlier incorrectly, you know, both sides are trying to,
yeah,
you know, and so, you know, a lot of that's done. I also alluded to it earlier on the forefront being the conditioning that these guys do in the off season, how they take care of themselves during the season, how we partner with them and take care of them prior to games, you know, for example, in St. Louis, you know, and even before that, we were really mindful in this stretch of games. You know, we had some later reports. We had some really crisp and short work. We had more individual work. Hey, what do you need to get ready for that first pitch? Because that's what's most important right now. We've taken a lot of ground balls. We've taken a lot of BP. Still need to take them. Still need to keep our skills sharp, but we don't need to go out there and just grind on it every day. So we partner with what the players need, and then talk to them about, you know, how they're feeling. If they need a day, they get a day. If they can go, they go. You know, we've been able to pass around, you know, the DH spot, you know, pretty liberally and give guys a blow there. You know, Bogey got a break yesterday. He did come up and, you know, took a good, you know, good teammate on the day off to taking a bat in the eight. You know, Manny's going to DH today. Rise is going to get a blow today. You know, Solano's in there. You know, Crony's passed around the DH spot. Bogey's, like I said, had the day. You know, Higgy caught 3 out of 4. You know, Jackson got a day off, you know, in Colorado. You know, so just a combination of all of it. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's the time of the year for competition.
Love it.
Speaking of, we just mentioned Jurickson. I was watching the game on Wednesday at work. And when he came up in the ninth inning, bunted, and a guy next to me said, why did Schilte have him bunt there? And I go, he didn't. He trusts Jurickson the right call in a baseball situation, and Jurickson thought the bunt was the good player. He got the guy over. My question to you is, you obviously trust the instincts of veteran players like Manny and Jurickson, who have played the game and know what winning baseball looks like. How long does it take, though, like with a younger player? You know, like a Jackson Merrill, like a rookie, before you kind of trust them to make those calls themselves versus you and the coaching staff kind of making those decisions during the game?
Good question. Long answer, probably. You know, I'm confident in this. Championship players think and do for themselves. You know, players in real time that are competing, yeah, we give them structure. I don't sit over there and just, you know, hang out and watch the game. I've got my duty to it as well, and I don't alibi that duty. But, you know, championship players see the game, play the game. And, the analogy I use is, you know, a lot of quarterbacks audible, right? You know, they have the freedom to audible, you know, and the best quarterbacks that know what they're doing, that can see things in real time, that can make a decision in competition because they've seen it and are trusted to do that. A lot of those guys have ended up with Super Bowl rings. The guys that aren't getting trusted with it or don't have the ability to do it, you know, it doesn't happen as much. So I just believe in any sport that's important, and also allows players to play free. And, you know, everybody likes to be trusted, but it's not blind. And then, so it's a combination of things. So it's, you know, with the veteran player, it's with all the players, actually. It's a preparation prior to the game that takes place, that the staff does, that distills what's becoming, which is great. You know, more and more information every day, every year to factor in, and then distill it down to simple and actionable for our team approach or that individual player based on their skill set and what they're actually, you know, able to do. And then we staff work with the player to talk through, like, hey, this is what you're going to see. These are the guys, you know, Bryce Johnson, Tyler Wade, these are the guys you can bunt on. They fall off the mound this way. This guy didn't throw to a base. This guy's going to, you know, we can take advantage of him at first, you know. And so they know every pitcher and the corner guys and the catchers who they can bunt on. And then when the situation calls for it, they do it. And they worked on it. So that's an example of how it works. You know, back to the younger player. It is a learned thing. They take their cue at its best, which we've been able to have. It's happened here, which I'm really, really, really thrilled with. It's happened sooner than I thought, but it's important for a winning club to have, and that's your veteran players that, A, want to play, B, want to prepare, C, have high baseball IQs, and then D, have the willingness and the desire to share it. Those boxes don't get checked at every turn, but they get checked off in our club between Manny, Profar, Toddy, Crony, Arise, Solano, Peralta. So, you know, Tyler Wade's been a great guy to help pour into Jackson as well, and our younger players. So they're available to it. And then the second part of that is you have to have the young player that also has some idea of preparation and a baseball IQ. And then, believe it or not, willing to listen. I've been in situations and with a couple clubs that younger players came up, didn't want to listen, didn't want to take advice from veteran players. Veteran players tuned out. Younger players didn't thought they had it figured out. And lo and behold, those teams didn't go very far. So there's no guarantee to this. So that's why I applaud everybody in our clubhouse for having that open-minded willingness to share and grow each other. And then the other part with the young player that it's important that, you know, we're gaining ground on, I feel like, in the organization is, you know, the player development piece for the young player. You know, there is an expectation that a young player comes to us with a baseline of things of understanding how to play the game, how to prepare, how to see the game, how to play the game, how to be able to share and see the game and communicate. So that's really, really important as well, because it has to start with some baseline, which gets to be a more of a challenge, not only in our organization, but just in general in baseball with young players, because they move so fast, because their physical ability is so really special right now with young players, the talent level, guys, with between pitching and playing. I mean, the skill set of these young players is really, really impressive. But, you know, they have big league talent, but they have, you know, still have maybe minor league mindsets. But they get rushed here so quickly that their understanding and comprehension how to really see and play the game and trust that is behind. So, but that's our job as well, to help with that learning curve.
That's pretty cool that you say that, talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, because we just talked to Mason McCoy yesterday. We asked him, you know, other than the post-game spread and, you know, the locker rooms and all that, what's the biggest difference in the big leagues and the minor leagues? He goes, people that actually want to win every day in the big league.
It's not about development. It's about winning.
And I think that was a really cool story that you told, and that he, you know, basically confirmed yesterday. Really, really solid stuff.
Yeah, the thing about player development that I think also, again, I'm coming from a player development background. It's my heart. That's my bloodlines. Is you can do both. You know, the trap for I feel like a lot of player development systems is the crutch of, which I get, don't get me wrong, it is about development. You're going to give the guy an extra opportunity against a lefty, but when it becomes about just the sterile, we're going to get so many at bats, and, you know,
yeah,
and you got to throw so many pitches and change ups, and you got to throw a percentage of, you know, cutters or whatever, the, you know, it sends the mess of the player. It's about, you know, it's just about development. And oh, by the way, if you win, great. No. You play to win.
That's right.
You teach players how to win. In the development process, that's part of their development. But anyway, that's another conversation.
Gonna let you go, but just quickly, an update on the three that everyone always wants to know about: Tatis, Kim, and Darvish. I understand none of them are with your team right now, which is probably good news.
It's good news. I mean, we always love to have them. Great to have you back. But the good news is they're ramping up their baseball activities and getting closer to coming back. There's no dates. There's some tentative dates that I will not share with you. But there are some, you know, some planning going on. But the good news is, and I won't share them only because they can change, right?
Sure,
and,
yeah.
You know,
we understand.
Yeah, you want to lock yourself in. I get it.
You sound happy that you're not sharing them, but we totally understand, Mike. We get it.
Yeah,
we get it.
Everybody wants to know. I get it. I don't want to, you know, hold back on anybody. But, you know, the reality is, you know, it's really any time a player's come back from an injury, you know, it's playing that day, get the work in that day, take inventory how it feels, and adjust the plan accordingly. And, you know, you clearly hope that it moves forward in a positive direction, but, and our medical staff again is tremendous here. Use throwing four innings simulated game today. So that'll be good. He'll get his pitches in and we'll evaluate that and see what the next step is for him. Toddy's getting a ton of live at bats down there. Saw some video yesterday. It looked very Tatis like. I think he hurt some guys' feelings.
Good.
Yep. And Kimmy's, you know, getting back to taking some swings and extending out his throwing. But as you would expect, or maybe not, his swing's ahead of his throwing. You know, he feels more, you know, comfortable with being able to swing, which is obviously great, but he is going to need to be able to throw. And while that's, feeling good, it's still going to take longer to progress.
All right, great talking with you, Skip. We'll see you when you get home next week. Good luck this weekend against Tampa Bay.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
There he is. Good stuff today from the manager, Mike Schill. Our manager's report brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better.
I got a little fired up. I'm like kind of fired up right now.
That was a good one today.
Yeah, I'm really fired up.
That was a good one today. A lot of good insight from the manager. We'll break down some of what we just heard when we get in. We'll look ahead to this series against the Tampa Bay Rays after a quick timeout traffic. And then more Ben and Woods coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Again, thanks to the manager, Mike Schilt, who had some good stuff today. Didn't even get a chance. I was going to ask him about Elias Diaz. I saw he homered yesterday for El Paso. And there is a chance they could call him up as soon as Sunday or maybe Monday when they get back and when the rosters expand. Remember, the Padres get one more position player and one more pitcher in the month of September. It's not an unlimited roster expansion like it used to be.
Yeah, but those were the days, huh?
But a couple of more bodies is probably a welcome news for Mike Schilt and the coaching staff.
It's got to be. And the thought that feeling pretty good about your playoff chances right now. Maybe get some guys some breathers. No, he's like, yeah. I mean,
but Kim and Tatis come back, it's just going to make it easier to get guys a little more rest down the stretch if it's needed. And Darvish coming back is going to help the pitching staff in that respect. You go to a 6-man rotation. I mean, you keep Martin Perez in there, or do you go to a 5-man rotation? The number of off days, which ramp up, will. You actually probably would worry about, now we're only pitching everybody once a week.
Yeah.
Is that enough down the stretch?
Right.
Or is that ideal to get them ready for the playoffs? And I think we'll probably find out more about that next week and as they go on.
You know, man, I don't know. Like, I think just logic, doesn't logic tell you that if you're getting guys more rest, and I know that they're on routines, I know they're routine-based, but you can change your routine a little bit. You can change your routine. If Mike Schilt went through his starters, Benny, and he was throwing them every fifth day, and then they got to October and were just flamed out, but you had the chance to rest them, you weren't scrapping for a playoffs. You know what I mean? I think that would be cause for some opinions about it, right? But if he does it the right way, the proper way with the off days and everything else, what are we complaining about? Like, you get your guys in there, they're rested, they're ready to go, maybe a little sharper. I have no problem with that.
And maybe it's somewhat coincidental. I kind of doubt it, but it works out that Michael King, who's probably the guy in the rotation they're most concerned about innings and pitches, throws yesterday. Well, there's now 4 more games and then an off day. So they can stay on regular rotation, and he'll get an extra day because of that Tuesday off day. It works out well, and I doubt that was totally coincidental. I'm sure they look ahead They're not just thinking, okay, what's the next trip through the rotation? They're looking two, three, four trips down the rotation to see what's going to work best for the schedule. And seems like it's good for Michael King that he's going to get an extra day before that next start against the Tigers, likely on Wednesday next week.
No question, man. No question. I have no problem with it.
So when we talked to Mike Shildt, he said Fernando Tatis Jr. might have hurt some feelings when he was taking some at-bats.
You could tell he was smiling. He was smiling.
What do you think that means exactly?
Well, it means he's crushing souls out there.
Right. Like, you're facing Fernando Tatis Jr., and you're a presumably kind of a prospect kid who's in Arizona right now. I don't know that you're expecting to get him out, but you're also facing...
He's launching it so far that you're going, is this the right sport for me?
Should I have gone back to school?
This guy has not played in 2.5 months, and he's just picked up a bat and is just murdering the ball.
I'm not going to get excited.
That's kind of what he was implying.
That's the best way he could have described it.
I'm not going to get excited.
Hurting some feelings.
Yeah.
That's a good sign. Now, he said... I'm not going to give you dates, and we totally understand why. You set expectations, and you don't want to lock anyone in. You don't want anyone to think that because you said, oh, he'll be back Wednesday, and then it's not Friday. Well, what setback did he have? What went wrong? Yeah. What's the problem? Maybe nothing.
Dave Roberts is going through it right now in L.A. so bad with Tyler Glass now because of one statement he made 3 weeks ago. It has changed, Ben, every time he's been asked about it since. And now it's, we hope he comes back. You know what I mean? And it came from, just a little precaution. And I actually thought when they put Glass now on the aisle at first, I went, those SOBs.
They're
manipulating. They're right. Doing something untoward here. Turns out, no. And he really dug himself into a hole with the LA media and the fan base because he was like, it's fine. Everything's fine. And here we go. And it's, he might be alive. I don't know. I mean, it's that dire for them right now with him.
My guess, and it was already kind of trending this way, but based on what Mike Shildt said, my guess is that they're not going to feel the need to send Fernando to AAA for a couple of days. They're going to be comfortable that when he says he's ready.
He's ready.
He's ready.
All right.
And just bring him back.
I'm ready. My body's ready. Like, see him next week.
I think they'll probably have a discussion, and they'll go, should we send him down? And they'll go... So what? He can go 5 for 8 with 3 home runs for El Paso?
Even worse, 0 for 8 either with way, no home runs?
Let's just put him back in our lineup and get what we get when he returns. That's my guess, at least, as to how that's going to progress.
Yeah, no question.
Kim, he mentioned, hitting. It's the throwing, because it was his throwing shoulder, so they're being a little careful with that, and that's what's stretching it out just a little bit more. But didn't sound overly concerned. And Darvish, 4 innings today in a simulated game. That's probably, 60 pitches or so, 50 to 60 pitches for Darvish today. That would probably set him up for maybe a rehab start then on Wednesday next week. And possibly a return to the Padres. I would think maybe at the following weekend or early the following week after that, if everything goes well. So that's just, you can kind of read between the lines as to when players might be returning. But it sounds like Tatis is getting real close. Kim, as soon as he can throw, should be back.
That'd be good.
And Darvish, give him a couple more rehab starts, simulated games, and then see him in about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
26 games to go, buddy. Here we go. Crunch time.
All right. I saw in our chat, someone said they are nervous about Martin Perez tonight. Look ahead to the opener to the 3-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays, the matchups for this series at Tropicana Field. We'll do that in our final segment coming up next year with Bennett Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, is brought to you by Floor and Decor. You were supposed to fill in the blank there. Unbeatable prices.
I was
going to test you. Unmatched in-stock selection. Floor and
more.
Decor. That's more styles of laminate, vinyl, tile, wood, and stone for anyone looking for the right look at the right
time.
Price. Your next beautiful space is at Floor and Decor. Floor and Decor. Unbeatable
prices.
Unmatched in stock
service.
Selection.
You know, you have the same script.
I do.
On your rundown.
You do. Oh, yeah, it's right there.
You do. Just testing you.
I'll get my chance, Paulie, next Thursday.
I like that I can give you a 15-second break while I read that most of the time.
Yeah.
You can plan something more important. Like, what you think about the upcoming matchups here between the Padres and the Tampa Bay Rays. We'll get to that after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Woodsy was saying yesterday, Padres will be facing some good pitching, good starting pitching in this series. All three starters scheduled for the Tampa Bay Rays have season ERAs under four, starting with Taj Bradley tonight, 3.77, Shane Baz tomorrow, 3.48, and Ryan Pepio on Sunday, 3.61. So not a lot of guys who have given up a ton of offense.
Taj hasn't been that great in the second half, but so, I mean, the Astros got him, the Dodgers got him. I mean, that's...
I was just looking at that because I was, I think it was Carlos in the chat said, I'm a little kind of nervous about Martin Perez tonight. In the last four starts, Taj Bradley has allowed 20 runs.
Yeah.
In all five of his starts with the Padres, Martin Perez has allowed 8 runs total.
It's crazy, man. He's
much hotter pitcher going into this game than Bradley is.
And he's susceptible to that solo shot and then maybe another solo shot later.
That's kind of been the MO.
It's just been the MO. If that continues.
It's been one or two, that's it.
He did not, his last outing wasn't great. The walks really, really got him early. But listen, I mean, indoors, good location. You know, I feel as confident with Martin Perez on the bump these days as I have in a long time. So down to just see how this one plays out tonight. You can get to Taj Bradley. It's been done in the second half.
Again, it's different sort of baseball than you're used to.
Oh,
I mean, even like the outfielders, I'm sure they will have to be out there taking fly balls, looking up into that
awful
that roof.
The white roof. The
white roof. They get to learn
that even get approved.
The dumbest.
Learn
every
the ground
year, man.
Rules.
Also,
like, okay,
hits,
so if it hits the roof, it's in play. If it hits here, it's foul. If it hits here, it's a home run.
There. Yeah,
it's different than anywhere else you're going to play. I mean, yeah, they play in Arizona with the roof closed pretty often, but for some reason, it doesn't. It's not the same. That roof is much higher and less of a factor than the one in Tampa. So that's something
you see
that
weird
you're
stuff happen.
Yeah,
you do. You see
that's
weird
something
stuff.
You're going to have to kind of get used to. Tomorrow, Padres, have they not named a starter for tomorrow? It was Randy Vasquez took it last time, I believe.
I think it's him, isn't it?
But TBD certainly listed right now. And then Sunday, Dylan Cease to close out the road trip. You've got him in reserve. I know they didn't. You know, they don't always win when Dylan Cease pitches, but you always feel good that you're going to have a shot when he's on the mound. So he'll be the last guy of this road trip before you come home on Monday to face the Detroit Tigers.
All right.
Tampa Bay is like one of those teams that you got to learn all about once again.
Yeah, and the other thing about them is they're just thorny. They're just a thorny, thorny team. And like you said, they traded us, Jason Adam. They've unloaded some pieces there, but they're just a irritant. They're an irritant type team.
But they shouldn't be as good and dangerous as they generally are. Given their payroll and everything.
And they're just a thorny team. They got a good manager. They got good, you know, good arms. They develop players well. But they're working through some stuff too, Benny, as far as, you know, guys playing for
I mean
they've lost
they traded
a lot of
two of their top offensive players in Isak Paredes and Randy Arozarena.
Yep.
They're gone. They still have Yandy Diaz, right? Yeah.
No.
They don't. He was traded to?
They do not have Yandy. Who is Yandy Diaz?
Their first baseman? I think they do.
Yandy, they do.
Yandy,
yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking of Yandy.
I think he's their leading hitter right now. I mean, it's not
Christopher Morel.
It's not an offense that particularly scares you.
Knuckle.
Brandon Lau.
I don't like
Is he pronounce it Lau or
I think
Low?
It's Low.
Which one pronounces it Lau?
There's a Josh Lau.
Lau. Low. I get very confused.
We'll learn all about it this week. This is for the broadcasters to tell us.
We've got that prospect, Junior Caminero, that they brought up.
He's hurt.
He's hurt, too.
I believe so. Yeah.
So it is a weakened lineup.
Yeah.
To be sure.
We got this.
But good pitching staff.
Good pitching
always
staff.
Always going to have some good pitching.
Pete Fairbanks has served it up this year. So if you can get, you know, he served it up a lot, actually.
Give him his 16
give
minutes
him
his, of sulk
give him,
this weekend.
Give him 48 minutes of sulk this weekend.
That'd be a good thing.
That'd be fantastic.
Heck, maybe we just don't have to see him. Because, you know, he usually comes in when they have a lead.
Yeah.
in the ninth inning. I'm hoping that's not the case three straight days.
I am too, man.
For the Tampa Bay Rays.
I am too. But Pods are in a good spot, certainly. And you know, yeah, excited about it.
The other, obviously, series we're going to be keeping our eye on would be the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. It starts tonight in a interesting matchup in game one.
Yeah. Game is on Apple TV tonight.
Oh, that's right.
The Apple TV game. Now tell everybody again what we can do if you have Apple TV.
If you have Apple TV and you go to the audio settings, it's kind of down in the right corner of the screen.
Like a satellite tower.
Yeah, and you click on that and they'll give you the option of the TV audio, the home radio audio, or the visiting radio audio. You'll want to select the visiting radio audio and it'll automatically sync up Jesse and Tony with the TV broadcast. So you can actually listen to them while you watch the game on television.
Yeah, good video.
I love the
visual. Great broadcast. But their if you end up listening to their broadcast, it's not great. So listen to our broadcast.
The quality of the picture is outstanding.
Outstanding.
I do get caught up in the what chance they have to get a hit on every single pitch. Okay, he's got a 22% chance. Oh, ball two. Okay, now he's got a 25% chance.
Let's be honest. By caught up, you mean you're also doing it in real time with them.
Kind of. I get caught up, I stare at it.
Yes.
Fact-checking Apple. He's like, actually, it's a 23% chance.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, so why do you have now a worse chance, more of a chance of striking out, even though it's like, I mean, there's a reason behind all of it, but then I start thinking about these numbers that they keep throwing at me on this broadcast.
Just watch the game and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the ride.
There's probably a way to take those numbers off the screen or something. It's Apple. They try to give you so many choices, but I don't know who the actual broadcasters are, but I guess it doesn't matter if you switch it over to Jesse and Tony and listen that way. And then is Sunday's a normal game or is it a... Yeah, I think Sunday and Saturday and Sunday are normal TV games. It's a 1 o'clock start Saturday. So 12:10 EcoWater SoCal pregame show tomorrow, and then 10:40 on Sunday. So 9:40 with the EcoWater pregame show on Sunday morning.
Like that.
Get your baseball a little early in the day.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
On a Sunday. All right, the other series keeping an eye on, obviously, is the Dodgers in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. 6:40 tonight. Clayton Kershaw, Zach Gallen. In game one of the series.
Good one.
Big one for both teams. They both feel like you want to grab that one to set the tone for this series.
I'd like to see a lot of blown saves, a lot of extra innings, a lot of confidence shattered on both teams. I don't know. I can't root for the Dodgers, so I'm going to root for the Diamondbacks, I guess, but I don't really want to root for them either.
It'll be Gavin Stone, Merrill Kelly tomorrow at 5:10. Sunday is a Roku game. Dodgers undecided against Brandon Fott for the Diamondbacks. And then Monday to wrap up the series is a 1:10 start, Jack Flaherty and Eduardo Rodriguez. So Diamondbacks, you know, have got most of their good pitchers lined up for this series. Dodgers, sort of. Their starting pitching is definitely their biggest question mark.
Yeah, Stone's pretty good.
At this point. Stone's been throwing really well. Kershaw's been throwing pretty well since August came, and the Padres lit him up at the end of July. But then you've got some undecideds. Flaherty's been all right since they got him. Not maybe as good as he was in Detroit, but he's been all right,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, he's been good.
Okay.
Do you guys want to do this? I'm down to do it if you guys want to.
We don't have the time.
Now we're out of time?
Yeah.
Oh, I blew it. Sorry.
I was stretching because we were just going to play the new likes, which are only like a minute and a half, Paulie said.
We debuted
them at 7
o'clock. The long one's very long.
The long one's really long.
It's too long.
I think people would get tired of it at some point.
They would too, even with the new ones.
Five straight minutes?
At some point, there'll be a time and a place for it. Somewhere, sometime.
Yeah, when you leave for your golf trip in a couple weeks.
There you go.
Paulie and I'll play it over and over and over for like an hour.
Yeah.
He leaves on vacation. All we do is just play his likes the whole day because we like to get weird when Benny's out. Dad, I need money. Says don't. And people are saying do it now. Don't do it. So we can't. We're out of time. But we can play the one that Paulie put together today.
We will.
Yeah.
Anything? Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Let's do it now.
I like the tanginess of the cranberry. I like reflecting. I like old time rock and roll too. You know I do. I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail. I like Adam Major. I do like butterscotch. I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like. Wow. I like Jake Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like that we won as a team, all of us, together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio. I like the way the Padres play baseball. What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yeah.
I liked everything about this week.
I did too. Not really. But what is your obsession with cranberry juice?
I don't know. There's a lot of cranberry talk
this
lately.
Month. Yeah. You like the tanginess of the cranberry.
I mean,
you
like waking up. Cranberry juice cocktail.
Is that true? You do.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually only when I'm like on vacation. That's a vacation thing.
It's a vacation drink.
Yeah.
Not at home.
Not at home, though.
Why not?
Well, just kind of empty calories and juice that I don't really need.
I love juice, man.
I know you like juice.
Juice is one
the king of the morning beverages.
Juice is like my only vice left right now. It really is.
What would Frat Woods have said if you had told him that when you're 49, your last vice will be juice?
Grape juice, apple juice, orange juice, my vices.
Juice.
Is that pathetic? It's pathetic. Like, I barely drink ever anymore. I've cut out sodas. What am I doing? What are we doing here? Juice. It's like, and when I drink it, I'm like, oh, you're dirty.
That is the funny thing, because when you're growing up, your parents are like,
drink some juice.
It's healthy. It's good for you. Now they've, of course, told us juice is basically just as bad as soda for you. Just like, it's just
so
sugar.
So I've cut out the soda, but I've upped my juice.
Don't drink any sort of juices. That's not good for you at all. It's like, well, I didn't want to drink it when I was a kid because my parents wanted me to drink juice. And it's like, no, I want high C or something.
Yes.
And now it's like, okay, I love to drink juice. And they go, no, now it's not good for you anymore.
High C with their 10% fruit juice.
10%. That's got to be 10% healthy,
gotta
right?
Got to be 10% healthy.
High C or Minute Maid Punch?
High C.
I see.
Yeah,
sweeter.
And really, Hawaiian Punch was the king of king of kings. Hawaiian Punch.
A little bit of the tropical.
Remember the can?
Pulp or no pulp?
Can do both.
No, I like no pulp.
I can do both.
No
medium pulp.
Well, I do both because I'm an adult. You know who else doesn't like pulp? Bo. He's 6.
I get it. That's one of my more
kiddish. We have to strain it out for him.
One of my more kiddish qualities.
Yeah, so I've
just feels like you like fingernails. Like
it is a little bit,
but it's in your mouth.
It also feels like, oh, this is
real.
This is real. This is fresh. Right. This is right from the orange.
So it is. So also it is when you strain it. Though.
Allegedly,
it's the same stuff.
It's true. It's true. All right, gents, have a great Labor Day.
All right, thank you very much, everybody. Have a great holiday weekend. Be safe out there. We need all of you back here on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. We'll have 4 games to talk about. Woo! From the weekend, we'll have college football. We'll have an NFL season. It'll be 2 days away. Yeah, it'll be a busy Tuesday for sure. Andy and Elston are coming up next for Polly Reindl and Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.